This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Adam Tiger Bomb, AT. Adam, how are we doing today?
Matt, I am stoked. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. We're going to be doing a kind of a new kind of show here on the podcast. Something I'm in my head calling right now Series Showdown, but that is, of course, subject to change. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to start taking a look at games that came out maybe around the same time, from the same developer. And it's not necessarily like, oh, hey, this is a Genesis version and this is an SNES version of a game. It's more to look at games that came out and, you know, different development teams were working on them, but they're similar games. So in today's case, we're going to be taking a look at WWF SmackDown 2 and WWF No Mercy. You know, both THQ games, both WWF, you know, games at the time, or WWE. And they came out literally just days apart from each other. You have No Mercy, which came out, November 17th in North America. And SmackDown 2, which came out November 21st. So a handful of days from each other, but two pretty, I would say, I mean, you know, it's obviously the same subject material, same general idea, but gameplay, graphics, music could not be, you know, more different.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, for one, I think the fact that they're both for just two different systems speaks a lot as well, I think.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. So I think, so I spent a lot of time with both, but I would definitely say that I probably spent more time with No Mercy, and Adam, you've probably spent more time with SmackDown 2.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely too. So we're going to take a look at, this isn't necessarily supposed to be a which game is better, because that's obvious, and because that's pretty obvious, and no, we're going to, the idea is we want to take a look at, you know, design choices, like, you know, roster, what modes do they have. You know, graphics, gameplay, music, create a wrestler in this case. And, you know, as we do more of these down the line, you know, we do different games and stuff like that. We'll, you know, obviously look differently at those games based upon what they have. But for today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at No Mercy and SmackDown 2. So I'm going to kind of start here with No Mercy. And I believe you have the roster pulled up of both, don't you?
I do, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, so No Mercy, you know, came out for the Nintendo 64, and it follows the line of games like WCW World Tour, WCW vs. the World, WCW Revenge vs. the World was on the PlayStation, but still developed by AKI, and it is a much more simulation-based game. You know, I would say gameplay is definitely a lot slower in No Mercy. You know, obviously there's going to be some limitations based upon the fact that it's on a cartridge as opposed to a CD, as you know, with SmackDown 2. But should we just start with overall gameplay?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, No Mercy, if you played any of those WCW games, it's a lot slower. And to me, the moves always felt more impactful than they did in the SmackDown series. And we'll get to that and why that reason is. But No Mercy, with that slower gameplay, it opens up a lot of things you can do in and out of the ring. There's so many variables you can do with button combinations. You know, you can throw people into, you know, certain parts of the arena and stuff like that. You know, you can kind of drag people and rake their eyes over the rope and just all these kinds of things. And so there's just so many variables you can do with your move sets and things like that. So general gameplay of No Mercy is still to this day a lot of fun. And I think that's why a lot of people are still modding it and playing it.
Yeah, and it's funny too because you brought up the simulation aspect, and it definitely has that going for it. But I think there's something about maybe it does have to do with the fact with how impactful everything feels in the mm-hmm. game. But for me, though. Again, I did not spend as much time as probably as you did playing this
right.
game, but my general experience playing it, though, okay, while I loved it, I did feel it had this very interesting, whoever's listening to this, like, don't take it too literal, but I felt it had a bit more of a beat-em-up quality to it mm-hmm. than any other wrestling game. To a degree, you know, I'm not saying the actual game is a beat 'em up, you
right.
know, it's just with that engine they used, because AKI was making it, or some people would call it the Aki engine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that had a lot to do with it. And it's like, I think about other games that were developed, by AKI. And it's like, another thing I think of is like, you had the Def Jam,
right.
Vendetta games. You know,
right.
the same guys that made No Mercy made those games.
Absolutely.
And they all had that familiarity to it. So I always found that very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I loved about it, and something we didn't see in the SmackDown series until, man, here comes the pain. So you're talking a handful of years later, was the fact that you could kind of injure specific body parts. Right, like
right.
You could injure their legs or their head or kind of their chest, you know, or their arm, right? And so something like that. So then it kind of, you know, as in wrestling, you'll see that a lot. You'll see guys kind of focus on somebody's knee or something, you know. And so that always just added that sense of realism to it.
Definitely.
And so even, you know, when you think about SmackDown and it's more arcadey kind of style and it's you know, it's just much faster gameplay. No Mercy to me definitely felt more of like the professional wrestling game. And, you know, when you think about the, you have the attitude meter, right? And it was called it was called the spirit meter in the WCW games. So it's not like a health bar. It's a kind of momentum system. And that's kind of how
right.
wrestling works, right? Is it, you know, one guy will build momentum, and then they'll pull off their finisher. And that's great because that makes it feel more like wrestling. And, you know, it could flip, on, you know, on the spot. It was more of like a tug of war system than, as we'll talk about with SmackDown, a race to the finisher, as I like to call it.
And we've talked about that before, you know,
right.
this episode here. But yeah, it's just like you get that attitude meter up, and it's just like, again, like if you're having a real wrestling match, your momentum's up, your chances of winning the match go up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was definitely a cool mechanic they had going for it.
Yeah, and you can pull off bigger moves as you kind of progress further up the thing, because when you kind of start, you're both at around the same meter. And so because it's kind of a tug of war, once you get kind of going, it is, or if you're on the opposite end, it's kind of hard to pull it back. Right, like, you know, when they get going, they have a lot more momentum, and so it's a lot a lot harder for you to kind of pull off moves. They can reverse moves a lot easier, and things like that. But that's kind of how wrestling goes. So that's kind of that trade off there. So, okay. So let's go ahead and move over and talk about the SmackDown gameplay. So Adam, I'll let you start with this.
Yeah. I mean, again, like most wrestling games, especially at that time, and especially with the release of the first SmackDown, you know, this, of course, was definitely, again, very, very simulation-based, but it was arcadey to a feel where it's just, the gameplay does move significantly fast.
Faster.
To be honest, it's almost like, you know, you're not, don't expect to go into SmackDown and think like, oh, I'm going to have this full drawn-out wrestling match. It really does not go down that way. Like
right.
we said before, this is a race to the finish. You have to get in there and just start doing different punch and kick combinations, get your opponent down. It's great in a sense where at the time you did have a good variety of moves to do. By you had to set up your grapples though, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just use your directional pad with whatever your grapple button was on your controller, and you could do your respected moves. But it was kind of just like, again, you really didn't have time to like soak in the moment much as you would like in a game like No Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to get your bar to the top to get that finisher going. Because
and then, yeah.
Because if your opponent gets his finisher on you, it's game over. You lose
right.
the match, and it's like I've had matches go as quick as like a minute and a half.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've been recording, doing gameplay footage, you know, to get ready for this episode, and you know, I was doing the Rock and Triple H, and I thought I would, you know, do the Rock and Triple H on both. And one of the things I noticed right away is I forgot about was submissions. You know, in No Mercy, it's kind of a button mash thing, right? You know, it's still kind of dependent upon your attitude meter. But in this, you can just do a submission and the person just taps out. And it's like, well, I had no control over that, right? Like,
yeah, there's really no clear direction as like what's my way out of this? It's
right.
just like, it's not
reversing
it's not
moves.
Really
reversing moves is like you kind of have, I think it's like in this game, it's the square button. It's pretty much, it's similar up until kind of the SmackDown versus Raw system, you're kind of just mashing that reverse button, hoping that you
right,
get a reversal.
Yeah, like because in the later games that would come out, especially the 2K games, I think it's one of the shoulder buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing they carried over from that was it's extremely time based your
right.
reversal, and but now you're kind of like. You kind of hinted, like you kind of have your hand held, like it might pop up really quick, like on the screen, like press it now and do it. But back then, you kind of had like no sense of direction. You had to like feel this out on your own, and for the most part, learn the hard way that you're going down quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, and another thing about this, I mean, we talked about No Mercy, the moves were impactful. SmackDown versus SmackDown 2, the polar opposite, right? I mean. Polar opposite.
Yeah,
like you can have a Hell in a Cell match, which there's not a Hell in a Cell mode, and we'll kind of get to the modes in a bit. But you know, you can throw somebody off a cage and they'll get right up, right? Or
right.
you know,
right.
Whereas in No Mercy, you fall off the cage, you're like out, you know. And SmackDown always didn't really have that kind of sense of realism that I would even argue the games that came up before it did, like, you know, Attitude and Warzone, I think had more of a kind of realism to them than SmackDown and SmackDown 2.
Yeah, and SmackDown 2, it's like there was this kind of like overlook to it,
mm-hmm.
whereas, again, you could be having like a cage match, right? And
right.
You could be the guy on top of this whole thing, right? Like you have the momentum going. You've done so much damage to your opponent. Well, or you think you did.
Right.
Anyway, I mean, but your opponent will be, say, like, I did a DDT, a pile driver. I landed a finishing move. You know, I did a splash off the top rope. And, you know, he's on the ground. And it's just like, he goes to climb up the cage after all that, and you just you bring him down. He again, you mentioned, he get right back up. Then there's me, who's been on top of this match the whole time. I'll go up and I'll climb the cage. They'll knock me off, but it takes me like 20 seconds to get up for some reason. And it's just like, don't get it. It's like, do I need to press something to get up? It's not clear.
It doesn't hold your hand. Yeah, there's no direction. There's no kind of telling. I definitely feel like you, in this, really to succeed, you need to do a lot of running attacks in SmackDown 2. I definitely found that.
Right.
That is kind of the thing. I would definitely say, you know, both with No Mercy and SmackDown 2, there are definitely improvements over their previous games, especially even in gameplay over WrestleMania 2000 and SmackDown 1. So, yeah, just So pointing out some of the that's just gameplay differences there. Now let's go ahead and let's talk about. I think maybe we should talk about the season and championship modes.
Okay. I'm gonna go like really quick into SmackDown 2.
Yeah.
I guess since that's the one I'm a bit more familiar with here. So this season mode is it's kind of like the first SmackDown to a degree. There is kind of like no direction.
Yep.
and not much has changed from the first SmackDown. If you guys have listened to the episode we did where we talk about our favorite wrestling games, I talk about this because SmackDown 2 isn't on my list, but the first SmackDown is, and I talk about it season mode. So if anyone that hasn't heard that, here's a refresher right here. Basically, all in all is you start a season, and there is kind of like no storyline, really. Mm-hmm. What's going on is that you're just – you're going through the season. You start like, okay, I'm doing a show on Raw, and you pick your respected superstar, and that's it. You just start going through the weeks, and you start building up your matches. And every once in a while, there'll be a cut scene, and someone might approach you to do one thing with them. Like it's like, oh, I'm in the back, and Billy Gunn wants me to help him attack Mick Foley, and it's just like, okay, we go do that. But nothing happens after
that. Or sometimes it'll be like China has entered the arena. And it's like,
right.
Okay.
And it's like okay. Yeah. And it's just like, she entered the arena. And then the match card will come up for the show you're doing that night, and China won't have a match.
Yeah.
So it's kind of aimless. And there's no end in sight to it.
Yeah. Now, at least in the first year in SmackDown 2, there is kind of a story that follows some of the events of what actually happened, right? Like you have Stone Cold blowing up the DX bus. You know, and there are some of those cut scenes, but
they did take some of those elements.
Yes. But so that's kind of I always play, whenever I go back to SmackDown 2, I always play the first kind of year as The Rock, because that's kind of whose story you're, I guess, going through.
That's true. Yeah.
But again, all of that other filler stuff is just random sequences where it's like, hey, or it's like somebody is backstage talking about something, or, you know, somebody's under the arena, or sometimes it's like you'll have somebody out in the middle of the ring, or sometimes you get the random too cool dance scene, right? You know, like it's just, Kane just in the middle of the ring doing the fire.
It does feel good though. Like when you win enough matches though, when you're at the top of that power ranking.
Battle. Right. Yeah.
That's always cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually thought it was better in the first SmackDown where it was like a top power ranking and you worked your way up. And once you're in certain things, then you could be eligible for titles. Where in SmackDown 2, there's just a bracket. And so you kind of have to put certain guys back into different brackets. Like you can't like fall back to the point to where you'd have to challenge for the Intercontinental. You just are in the Intercontinental bracket. But yeah, it is kind of cool. And it does, again, that is actually one thing I kind of like. I'm not going to say it's better than No Mercies, which we'll talk about here in a second. But I agree with you. I agree with you. It is kind of cool, the power ranking system. Okay, well, No Mercy does not have a season mode. No Mercy has championship modes, and you can compete for all of the different championships, and there are individual branching path storylines for all of them. And I think it is super cool, the fact that they put so many different championship lines in here. And now there's not always like great cut scenes for a lot of these matches. Like sometimes, like I just played through the European one, and it'll just be like, oh, your next match is with Eddie Guerrero. And, you know, that's kind of it. But then you get to the point to where there are these kind of branching path things. And so, oh, if you lose, it's going to send you down this path. And so it's kind of cool. The world and each, you know, title as you progress has longer storylines and different paths and stuff like that. And so sometimes it'll be something that you did in the first match, like for, I think the European title was originally held by Eddie Guerrero when I started playing. So I beat him, and then, you know, he'll like kind of work his way back in, and you'll have like a handicap match, or he'll interfere in a match later. So it does give you that kind of connected story.
It's definitely more innovative. I would think for sure.
Yeah. So it's, again, you know, we're just looking at design choices here, not to say which one is better. Obviously, you know, Mercy's is better, but, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, I love my SmackDown games, but that's just so obvious right there, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, people still, you know, love it today, but I mean, that's why No Mercy has such a big modding community and stuff like that, and a lot of people still regard it as the best wrestling game, but... yeah, so I love the story kind of element, you know, in this, and there's all the different titles and stuff like that. So there's a lot. So okay, what should we talk about next? Should we do
match types?
Match types. Yeah. So this is actually one area where SmackDown has kind of the advantage.
Yeah, actually, definitely. Now it's interesting because, you know, obviously, like most wrestling games, some of these match types are definitely going to overlap each other. But it's interesting to see what's really different here. Let's start with the SmackDown list, which does have more match types, mm-hmm. not by a lot. It beats out No Mercy's match types by two. Actually, it has two more than No Mercy. But here we go. You have your singles match, your tag team match, handicap match, battle royal, King of the Ring, hardcore matches, false count anywhere match, cage match, casket match, Hell in a Cell. Now, this is interesting. Survival, but it's not what you would think it is. When I think of survival, I think of like a gauntlet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in SmackDown 2's terms, it really gives you just the option to have either a triple threat or a fatal four-way match. So there's that. Then you have your special referee, I quit match, an Iron Man match, ladder match, table match, TLC. Now, here's the interesting one, the slobber knocker.
Yeah.
So what the slobber knocker match is, it's basically what I thought survival mode should have been. But it's, you are, you're set on a time limit, and you have to see how many people you can beat within
mm-hmm.
the time limit. That's it, really. It's like a challenge mode, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And SmackDown also has the hardcore championship kind of time limit match.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember what they call it, but that's something that No Mercy doesn't have.
I think it's the was it the 24/7 gimmick? I think it was.
It was during that area. But in the match, you have like 30 minutes, and the belt will pass around, and whoever has the belt at the end of the time wins.
Okay. All right, that was interesting. I actually overlooked that, but it's still kind of a reflection in a sense,
right,
what was happening on TV, because it was kind of like hot potato anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then you can also kind of make your own matches with tweaking match types a little bit. So that's kind of actually how No Mercy's works is.
Right. Exactly.
Mercy is less like, there's not like specific match types. There's more of, you have to kind of tweak the rules, and then you can kind of make match types your own. So you have like singles, tag team, triple threat, you know, then obviously fatal four-way, handicap, cage match. There is no Hell of a Cell,
right.
Ladder match, Iron Man, Royal Rumble, King of the Ring, guest referee. And then you can kind of tweak the matches to kind of get some other things like a submission, Last Man Standing, you know, like submission and KO only. Some people, everything else off. You know, Fatal Four Way You can make like a Fatal Four Way elimination type of a thing. So and then like
there's also first blood matches.
There are first blood matches. You can make first blood in No Mercy. So there's not like a TLC match, but there is just a ladder match, and so then you also have, you know, stuff like that. And there are Falls Count Anywhere's matches in both. And both, I would say the backstage arenas are pretty comparable on both.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, you have to whip people. You have to Irish whip people into different areas to kind of get them to go back to the backstage. And so, I wouldn't say there's not anything special about the backstage areas in either of these games.
They're just kind of like a reflection on, again, what was going on at the time of TV. Like, there's pool halls and stuff like that, and just, you know, your classic boiler room brawl and stuff like that. One interesting tidbit, again, like how you were talking about tweaking matches, like, I think with the No Mercy Royal Rumble mode, you could have a regular Royal Rumble, or you can have a hardcore battle royal, mm-hmm. if you wanted, or I think you could do, like, instead of, like, two tag teams facing off each other, you could do, like more than two tag teams facing off each other, I think.
Possibly. I'd have to go back and look at that.
And they actually have their triple threat and fatal four way matches separated. While in SmackDown 2, like I said, that's survival mode.
Right.
You pick to do triple threat or fatal four way. And what No Mercy's survival mode is again, it's a gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
and you have to wrestle your way through 99 wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you just wrestling against all of them. Like, it's everybody against everybody, but you earn money in this too, like,
and
because there's unlockable characters,
right? And you have to actually eliminate 99 wrestlers. It's not like, oh, if it's not like a Royal Rumble where if the, you know, computer or somebody else eliminates somebody, that the next person comes out, but that doesn't count as your elimination,
right? The more people you eliminate, the more money you're going to earn in that mode.
And you earn more money based upon beating them better way. So a knockout is worth more. A pin is worth more. Just knocking them over the ropes isn't worth as much.
Right. And with that money, you could go to the SmackDown Mall and unlock secret characters.
Yeah. And so we can let's go ahead and talk about the roster. And then I think we'll talk about creator wrestlers since we're on the SmackDown Wall, the SmackDown Mall. So both games have pretty comparable rosters and pretty comparable secret characters.
Right, definitely.
So you have both rosters pulled up?
I've got No Mercy's pulled up right now.
Okay, I'll pull up SmackDown's while you're.
All right, sounds good. All right. My phone doesn't allow me to pull them both up at the same time.
Oh, that's a, oh, no worries. Okay. Okay, here. So I have WWF SmackDown 2's roster pulled up here. So we have so in SmackDown 2, we have Al Snow, Big Boss Man, Billy Gunn, Bubba Ray Dudley, Chris Benoit. I'm not entirely sure of who that is because WWE has convinced me he doesn't exist. So Chris Jericho, Christian, China, Devon Dudley, D'Lo Brown, Deborah, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, Farouk, Gangrel, Hardcore Holly, Jeff Hardy, JBL, although he was obviously just Bradshaw then, Kane.
Bradshaw all the time, right?
Yeah, Kurt Angle, Lita, Mark Henry, Matt Hardy, Mick Foley, Paul Bearer, Perry Saturn, Rikishi, Road Dogg, Scotty Too Hotty, X-Pac. I got to continue on here. Shane O'Mac, Shawn Michaels, who is an unlockable character, Stephanie McMahon, Stone Cold, Steve Blackman, Test, Godfather, Rock, Undertaker, Tori, Triple H, Vince, and Viscera. And some of those characters were unlockable. Stone Cold was unlockable, and Shawn Michaels is unlockable. But No Mercy has a slightly larger roster and a lot more unlockable characters.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack is also in this game and unlockable. So he wasn't on that list for some reason.
It's funny too because also in SmackDown, I always thought it was really interesting. One of the unlockable characters was one of Godfather's hoes, actually.
Mm-hmm. In No Mercy, yeah.
Yeah. Now going down in No Mercy, here we've got couple of other people that weren't mentioned in SmackDown, but like you said, it had the bigger roster. You have Albert, Prince Albert, as some people might have known him. A-Train. I don't know if anyone remembers the A-Train phase.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do. Al Snow, Boss Man, Bradshaw, British Bulldog, Bubba Ray Dudley, Bull Buchanan.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers Bull Buchanan, but
yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy just could not make it alone. Oh, my God. I feel bad saying that. Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, Christian, Crash Holly, D'Lo Brown, Dean Malenko, Devon Dudley, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, S.A. Rios. I don't know if anyone remembers S.A. Rios.
S.A. Rios is this. Sorry, I had a bad list. Some of these guys I found a much more actual better list. And so some of these guys are S.A. Rios is in SmackDown as well. So
yeah. If for those out there, if you don't remember S.A. Rios, that's who Lita was parading around with before she joined the Hardy Boys.
Right.
Farouk. Godfather, who you could also unlock his good father persona when he joined Right the Censor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Grandmaster Sexay, Hardcore Holly, Jeff Jarrett. I mean, not Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Hardy. Sorry. Kane, Kurt Angle, Mankind, Mark Henry, Matt Hardy. Billy Gunn in this is called Mr. Ass, which was his nickname. Mm-hmm. Perry Saturn, Rikishi, Road Dogg, The Rock, Scotty Too Hotty, Steve Austin, Steve Blackman, Steven Richards, Taka Michinoku, Funaki, Taz, Test, Triple H, Undertaker, Val Venus, Viscera, X-Pac, female wrestlers included Lita, Trish Stratus, Terry, Debra, Stephanie McMahon, The Cat, Ivory, Jacqueline, China, and Tori, unlockable wrestlers that you could get via the SmackDown Mall with your SmackDown Mall bucks.
Yeah.
Where Cactus Jack, Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, Pat Patterson, Gerald Briscoe, Ken Shamrock, Linda McMahon, Earl Hebner, Howard Finkel, Paul Bearer, Michael Cole. I believe this was Michael Cole's first game, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mae Young, Fabulous Moolah. Mick Foley as himself. So you have three Mick Foley personas in this game. So you have Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, and Mankind. Shane McMahon, one of Godfather's hoes, Shawn Michaels, and of course, Vince McMahon himself.
Nice. Yeah. So some of the people I missed. Sorry. I missed a few people on the original list I pulled up. Actually, almost all. Now that I'm looking at it, both of the rosters have almost the same people. Scotty Too Hotty, Grandmaster Sex, you're obviously in SmackDown too. There are some unlockable characters in both that are quite different. So in SmackDown 2, you get Joey Abs, Pete Gas, and Rodney. Of the Mean Street Posse. And in No Mercy, you can unlock Andre the Giant, which is actually pretty sweet. He is an unlockable legend in No Mercy. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, and he's a super OP character in that game. So, yeah, so both obviously the rosters are pretty comparable on both.
For the most part, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I would kind of argue that No Mercy again probably has the better roster there, simply for the fact that you get Andre the Giant, right, as an unlockable. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's I'm looking at these now again, and it's just like let me see here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pekins.
There's creatable characters in both. Like, there's ways to create other characters. Like Big Show was not present. So Big Show is somebody that is creatable. Ken Shamrock is not in SmackDown 2. You have the parts to kind of make him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Same with Jeff Jarrett and Goldust. You can kind of create them, but you wouldn't have their like moveset and entrance and stuff like that. So with No Mercy having Andre the Giant and Ken Shamrock, I think that's kind of the advantage there. And the fact that you can tweak, and now I guess we should go ahead and talk about Create a Wrestler. The fact that you can tweak characters' appearances, and you could do this back in the other games too, like Revenge, WCW NWO Revenge. You can edit the character's kind of appearance, you can kind of make an old, you can give Mankind his old school look. You can give Undertaker his old school look. You can, you know, give Shawn Michaels DX pants or his Heartbreak Kid pants. You can, you know, it's kind of cool. You can tweak stuff. You can actually take Kane's mask off, if you want to do this. And so that's definitely a big advantage that No Mercy has that the SmackDown definitely does not have. But yeah, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the creative wrestler. So I'm going to I'll talk about No Mercies here. So we already talked about the fact that you have the SmackDown Mall. You can unlock and buy moves. You can actually get a lot of moves that were in the WCW games, like the Jackhammer and the Jackknife. And there's a lot of taunts. And you can actually have like Hulk Hogan's kind of entrance taunt and Ric Flair's and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff is carried over since AKI made those games as well. The creator wrestler. So one of the things that the SmackDown series actually still, you could argue, suffers from today is that the creative wrestlers never look like their counterparts. They always look out of place because the WWE wrestlers or WWF back in the day look just so much better. They're better character models. But in No Mercy, they use the exact same character models. So your creative wrestlers fit right in. You know, in terms of moveset and everything, there's like we talked about with the gameplay, there's all these different move variables and stuff like that. So everything feels fluid. The creative wrestler in terms of appearance is quite simple, but there's just a lot of options. And it all just because it all kind of fits into this one art style. I think it works really, really well. Whereas with SmackDown, your creative guide looks nothing like the other wrestler. So they just seem out of place.
Yeah, I think the same thing kind of for the most part goes for SmackDown too. That got better over time, but it's just again too. Even with SmackDown 2's creation, as far as appearance wise goes, again they gave you a lot more options than as opposed to other PlayStation games like No Mercy and Attitude, and you know. Arguably even the first SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, other than that, I mean, it gets pretty cool with the fact that you could differentiate if you want to be in a heavyweight class or
right.
a lightweight class. You have an ability guide, so you could always give your characters certain traits, like... I guess, like, if you want to be, like a favorite or a face or, like, if you're going to be,
right.
like, a rowdy type and stuff like that. We got a wider variety of movesets in these games.
Yeah.
That was really
in
cool.
In both games, yeah. Both games have good creative movesets. I'll definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and I think with the better gameplay but at this point we were getting with these games, I mean, I could go on and on about the list of moves you can do, but I mean, to really paint the picture here for you, it's like, you know what we have now, basically, with the 2K games,
right.
which are arguably the most popular wrestling games out there, but I mean, there's still other great series out there as well, like, you know, the Fire Pro series and
right.
whatnot, but I mean, to give you an idea of what you were dealing with at the time, these were the games that kind of set the foreground to what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. You could set up your grapple moves, your strikes, your
right.
specials. It just everything looked a lot more fluid, at least though, with your created wrestler, definitely, and because of the way the games. Performed at the time.
The creative wrestler, it's good. It's definitely good on both sides. Aesthetically, I think No Mercy, just in my opinion, has kind of the advantage just because the way that they match the character models. But that's not saying anything. SmackDown's is pretty solid as well. One last kind of thing here.
Sure.
Entrances.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm It's again, it's obvious, no contest that here's the thing. Actually, this is kind of conflicting to me. I want to say No Mercy has the better entrances because you're seeing the guys come down from the Titantron and everything like that. But the entrances are short, though. But it does look like there's a bit more production where it's like you're right. seeing them come down through the arena and everything. While SmackDown 2, like the first SmackDown, the screen is just panned out as the Titantron video.
Right.
And it's your character walking in front of the video. It's a bit longer, but it was kind of a cheap way to go. But yeah. The one thing that SmackDown 2 did right was it was the first game where you could see your championship.
It's true. Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah. I'll definitely give props to that. In No Mercy, I think you walk out with your belt as well when you're champion. I think both games have
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Both games have that. But so actually there's two downsides I'm going to give to No Mercy on their entrances. So in WrestleMania 2000, the game that came before, they would do their entire entrance. Whereas in No Mercy, they just do it's just the ramp. You don't see them come into the ring. And one thing I kind of go back and forth on, the advantage that SmackDown has is that because it's a CD, you can get their actual full Titantron video, whereas No Mercy is just kind of like a pictures flashing, right? The music is a little more distorted, whereas it's like, you know, CD quality music on SmackDown 2. But with No Mercy, although sometimes I feel like I like it, That it's distorted because it makes it sound a little more like it would be if it were in an arena. But, you know, it
does give that vibe off.
Yeah. Yeah. The Titantron is obviously a win for SmackDown 2 just because, you know, it's a CD. So you get the actual video.
Yeah, because the disc had more space. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot more developers started flocking to the PlayStation.
Right.
For matters like that. But yeah, thinking back on it, though, it did sound a lot more like there was a lot more happening in No Mercy when he came out. Yeah, it sounded like you were in an actual arena with stuff going on with the music blaring out, while in SmackDown, everything kind of gets quiet and all you hear is just the music, mm-hmm. you know? So it doesn't make it so immersive. It's cool to see the Titantron video, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of leaves much to be desired, I think. As far as like immersiveness and to get you,
yeah,
get you pumped.
Yeah, some other small things I'm trying to think of. SmackDown 2 has better after the match. You know, you have actual like your after the match taunts, right?
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. Whereas No Mercy, they just do kind of a quick taunt. They do show replays, which is cool. They don't do that in SmackDown, so that's, you know, kind of a difference there in that. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other just smaller details like I can think of as we kind of wrap up here.
Yeah, it's cool too because it's like, you know, those older games had a tendency to load long, but once you like won a match in SmackDown, it was kind of just like you instantly went into that taunt and then it ended, and then it brought you back to the menu sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing too is, you know, I think that well, we mentioned what went behind the engine with No Mercy, but for those that don't know as well. What was really making the SmackDown games evolve at this time as well was the fact that these games started to use the Yuke's engine, mm-hmm. actually as well. So it kind of explains why it has its more arcadey feel to its atmosphere as opposed to No Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a much faster gameplay system. I mean, at the end of the day, both games are a lot of fun. Both games actually, having gone back and recorded footage for this, it's kind of nice to go back and see see what was going on back during the golden age, you know, the attitude era of
yeah, what's
of
really
wrestling.
Great is both games have their own identity, mm-hmm. you know, so that's really, really cool. You know, you weren't just getting like, oh, two WWF games that came out at the same time. They really are different games.
Yeah, they're I think it's just interesting that they came out days apart from each other. And you know, you would get one if you were a PS1 guy back in the day, and one if you're an N64 guy back in the day, and they could not be more different.
It's crazy really. Though too, because it's an interesting reflection to show you where WWE was at the time, because it's the late 2000s. Yeah, at this point, WCW is pretty much getting phased out of the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
WWE's competition at this point was itself.
Yeah.
So yeah. it goes to show you where we were at that time when those yeah. games came out.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to look at where Nintendo and Sony were, you know, at the time. You know, we're talking 2000, so we're kind of gearing up towards the end of both these systems, you know, life cycle, because a year after this was SmackDown Just Bring It, which was on the
PlayStation 2.
So yeah, so it's just interesting, kind of to look at games like this that came out, you know, what was going on at the time, design choices they made. I think both games are designed well for the systems they're on. I think you can tell the N64 for a cartridge game and the limitations they were working with there made a hell of a game. You know, many people still consider it the best.
They really pushed its boundaries.
Absolutely,
I think.
Yeah. And it's really it's the last AKI WWF or, you know, WWE game, right?
Right.
Right. Or, right. You know, or, you know, you include WCW in that. So it's kind of the pinnacle. And you can really see how that series, where that series started from. If you go back to, you know, World versus the World, which was on the PlayStation, and then go all the way up to No Mercy. And it got better and better and better. So that's kind of their pinnacle. And it's interesting to think about what would have happened had they had AKI been continuing to develop that throughout the years. But then the Yuke's engine goes on to kind of develop against itself, right? Then you get kind of the SmackDown series and the GameCube series, which is like the WrestleMania and Day of Reckoning. And those games kind of go against each other. So interesting to see that kind of design choices
it's,
as well.
It's funny though. It's funny too, because with Day of Reckoning, a lot of people had wondered, did they use some kind of form of AKI to develop Day of Reckoning? Because a lot of people felt it was a bit similar to No Mercy, but I mean, obviously they didn't use it, but with the way they designed it, it really left you to wonder, because there were a lot of things, even with No Mercy, as far as the way as you played that game, it's very comparable,
mm-hmm.
I think, to No Mercy as well.
Yeah, so, all right, guys. Well, that is going to be the first of our, well, I think I'm going to still call it Series Showdown. We have some more of these in the works. We're thinking maybe Dino Crisis versus Resident Evil 3 is something we were talking about. Some other ones I think would be cool would be like Jet Moto versus Wave Race 64.
Ooh.
Just games that were similar that kind of came out, you know, around the same time. Obviously, you could look at like Hyperstone Heist versus Turtles in Time, you know, stuff like that. So were they kind of different games? So. All right. Well, Adam, where can people find you on the internet?
So you can follow me personally on Twitter at Adam Tiger Bomb. Also on Instagram at Adam Tiger Bomb. I'm very interactive on both of them. If you want to see me posting games and stuff and my adventures out in the wild game hunting, that is, again, that's on Instagram, Adam Tiger Bomb. You can follow my wrestling podcast with my friends Mario and Doc at FMOW_podcast. That's the Funk Masters of Wrestling. And me and my friend Ben at Game Jockeys Retro Pod. That is at Game Jockeys Pod. on Twitter.
You can follow me anywhere on the internet at Super Games Bros. I also do a Game of Thrones podcast called Bend the Knee, and right here on Box Trick. And as always, guys, thanks for listening.